Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. The Reverend Dr. Thomas Egger is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Numbers 21. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. The Lord sent fiery snakes among the people. Every step of the way, the Lord has been protecting them. Every step of the way, God has been providing for them, leading them. But every step of the way, the people continue to question God, to complain about his care, to speak against him and against his servant Moses. And once again, here in our text, we read that along the way, the people become impatient. The text literally says that the spirit of the people grew short. And so once again, they speak against God and against Moses. "We're all going to die out here. There's no food out here, Moses. There's no water out here, Moses. And we detest this manna. Why didn't you just leave us alone? Why didn't you just leave us in Egypt?" Is it really so bad to have hearts like this? Hearts like theirs. Hearts like the short-spirited, stiff-necked, grumbling children of Israel. Hearts like ours. In our text from Numbers 21, the clear answer is yes. It is really so bad. God takes your sin seriously. Maybe you've heard the story of the snakes in the wilderness enough times that it doesn't shock you anymore, but it should absolutely shock us. God sends poisonous snakes amongst his own people. How could God do something like that? Can you imagine slipping into someone's room at night and releasing a viper? But now picture this, your child is resting soundly. You crack open the door of his room, you open it slowly, you approach the bed and pull back the covers and place a large rattlesnake on the mattress. What would they have to do to move you to such measures? What parent would treat his child in this way? Jesus recognizes this in his teaching on prayer in Luke chapter 11. He says, "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?" We just don't expect a father to act this way. God does, in fact, send fiery, poisonous snakes to bite and kill his own people, and many died. The sin of the people was such an absolute wickedness and such a repulsive evil. It was so serious. And though we may just shrug off sin, though we may say, nobody's perfect, God, the God who created the world, the God who revealed himself in Israel's history and on the pages of the Bible, this God, our God, he does not just shrug off sin. God kills sinners. So the snakes came. And we don't know if they just appeared suddenly on the ground, or if God rained them down from heaven, or if God summoned them up from their holes in the ground or from under rocks and bushes, but the snakes came and they sunk their venomous fangs into the feet and legs of those traveling sinners. And quickly the poison began its deadly work in their arteries and their brains and their hearts and their lungs. Oh, how urgently they needed help. They were dying. Just like us. Dear brothers and sisters, if only we would open our eyes, if only the truth and the warning of Holy Scripture would echo in our hearts, to dust you will return. Be very sure, you are dying. Your friends are dying, your spouse is dying, your children are dying. Those Israelites bitten by the snakes, how long did they have? 30 minutes, 3 hours, 3 years, 60 years? What did it really matter? They were dying, just like us. And in the midst of that dying, where could the people turn for help? They went to Moses. To Moses, the very one that they had been opposing and speaking against. Now they come to him and beg him to pray to God for mercy. And Moses prays. And God hears, for God so loved the Israelites. It is indeed shocking that God would send poisonous snakes to kill his own people. But there is something yet more shocking in this story about our God. The God who sentences sinners to death loves them dearly. Immediately, God answers their need. Fashion a bronze snake and put it up on a pole, and it will happen, God says, that whenever a snake bites someone, that dying person will see the snake and live. And if that sounds bizarre to you, well, it is. How can it be that just looking at a metal snake on a pole can be an antidote to the very real poison that is coursing through a man's veins? How can it be that the mere sight of this can bring life in the midst of death? And yet it did. Can you imagine the joy and the relief of the Israelites as they gazed upon this strange serpent on a pole? Can you imagine their thankfulness to God for his mercy? Our Lord Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Today we rejoice to gather in this holy place, under this pole, under this cross. We lift our eyes to the cross of Jesus, to his life-giving death on the cross for our salvation. There he was lifted up. There he who had no sin died so that sinners might not die but live. For the God who sent snakes and death to sinners also loved sinners so much that he also sent his dear Son. And the cross of Jesus has been lifted up before our eyes so that seeing and believing, the poison is taken away. Our sins are not counted against us, and even our death must relinquish its sting. God's punishment on our sins is indeed deadly and full of venom, but it has not bitten us. Instead, our dear Savior stretched out his feet and his hands, and he himself was pierced with the poisonous death we deserved. Death bit Jesus on that cross. But Jesus has made his cross into the source of healing and eternal life for us. Little children, your Father will not give you a snake. Rather, day and night, your Father now guards and defends you from the evil one every step of the way. And in the day of your death, be it in 1 hour or in 60 years, In the day of your death, he will hold the cross of Jesus before your closing eyes, and you will live forever in him. Though your body may fall in the wilderness, he will raise you up on the last day and give you eternal life. And there will be no more poisonous snakes, no more hunger, no more thirst, no more grumbling, no more doubting, no more shortness of spirit, no more death, because Jesus was lifted up on the cross. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Carl Mueller, who has deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.